Magic number 9 hockey broadcast, special playoff edition. Los Angeles Kings versus St. Louis Blues. Game 2! And what a game it was. The Kings' demise came quick. That's right, Jonathan Quick failed. Again. Quick cost them the game. It's just that simple, and he said as much himself. That's got to be a heartbreaker. The Kings team is shook. They're shaken. They've given up the first two games to a team that barely has any offense at all. And the guy who gets the game winner has never even scored in the playoffs. Barrett Jackman smacks one over Quick. What? Who? Did who to what? To who? Say what? Jonathan Quick last year dominated in the playoffs, and he did so with basically a broken back. He was in so much pain playing through the playoffs last year that he had to have two people help him out of bed every day. He couldn't stand up. He could barely walk. The only time he said he was comfortable was in the crease. Over the offseason, he got serious and major back surgery. He's been fixed. He played well enough all season to get him here. What happened, Jonathan? What happened? Where did you go? Because these first two games, I don't know who you were, but you weren't the Quick that I know. On the other hand, the Blues, exactly who they are. Quick to capitalize on mistakes, slow to make any of their own. As usual, their special teams, excellent. And their defensive, strangle you to death style of python hockey, just grab on and crush the life out of you. That's got to drive an offensive powerhouse like LA right through the roof. Well, apparently it did. But the real failure was Jonathan Quick. It's a darn shame to see a single player do so much damage to a team that fought so hard. Dustin Brown, great. I think that, in general, the Kings' offense weren't bad. They just weren't good enough. The first game, Billy Elliott, that's not his name, but I call him that because the guy could dance in the goal, just thwarted them again and again and again and again and again. Incredible goaltending. And he wasn't bad this game either. Obviously, he got the win. We shall see if the Kings have even one game in them, but their chances of winning this series are now 85% less than they were at the beginning of this game. I hate to say it, but I think Blues are going to take it in 4. I see a sweep. I see a sweep. It's a sad thing when a Stanley Cup champion comes back the next year and leaves in the first round. But hey, I live in San Francisco. We had the Giants win the World Series and not even make the playoffs the next year, and then win the World Series again the year after. So, these things do happen, and it doesn't mean it's the end of the franchise in Los Angeles. I don't think that the pieces are not there. But a little bad luck in the playoffs will kill you. It'll kill you. And a couple of personal failures, like a mishandle behind the net that allows the game winner, or not seeing a puck shot from, 35 feet away? Well beyond the circle. By a guy who's, you know, kind of getting lucky. These are the things that send people to their couches crying. What are the Kings going to do? That's anybody's guess. I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with their system. I think they're a fast transition team. I think they got a lot of heart. But right now, they're in deep trouble. They've got serious confidence problems in their goalie. Their goalie has serious confidence problems. And St. Louis has no such dilemma. They're energized. They're solid. And frankly, the addition of Jay Bomeister continues to yield benefits. Their defense is now more offensive than it was. It was really a cagey trade. If you're going to be a defensive team, you have to have a defense that can produce goals. If you don't have blue liners who can score, well, obviously you need forwards who can score. And if you don't have forwards who can score, and, you know, they're not powerless on the front, but their system is defensive. If you have defensive system and offensive capable defensemen, you're a very, very dangerous team indeed, especially if you have special teams. And frankly, if you don't have special teams, you're not making it to the playoffs anyhow. So, St. Louis Blues in four. That's my prediction. Damn shame. See you later, LA. We'll see you next game.